This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of all people, has asked a really interesting question about these Death to America chants that are happening inside this country. You know, the big shutdowns we saw on the bridges and so forth, and these other protests where people are actually chanting Death to America. And he asked the question, have we crossed the Rubicon at this point? I kind of think maybe. I hate to say it, but folks, you know, if you have people in this country actually doing that and actually believing that and somehow hoping, either by their express protest or by saying nothing about the protests, by not condemning them, you know, I think we have a real problem on our hands. No doubt about that. That's my estimation. Folks, welcome to the program. Wednesday edition is here, of course, is upon us. Hour number four, we are racing into, launching, if you will, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to opine, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we've gotten some pretty good direct messages as well, always appreciate those. And as we head through this hour, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got the Trump trial. We got the maybe trial of Mayorkas in the Senate. Don't hold your breath on that one, folks. We'll tell you more about that. And then at the bottom of this hour, we've got Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone. And then after that, we'll be talking with Brandon Rhymes, who's host of the Consumer QB Show, both of them right here on our home station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And we're glad that you're with us this morning. If you're listening to us on the GCN Network, welcome from us as well to you. And GCN, they've worked very hard for the program. We appreciate it so very, very much. And also, people are finding us on TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com as well. And we're very happy about that. So, you know, we're going places here, folks, and we got you to thank for that. That is that's the utmost truth right there. We have you to thank for that. Well, of course, we got the trial going on in New York City against President Trump, the so-called hush money trial. They've impaneled now seven jurors, and those jurors will be sent home or have been sent home. They have been asked to report back, it appears, next Monday at this point, as they will try again on Thursday to impanel the rest of the jurors. So that may mean that those opening arguments may start on Monday, and the trial lasting maybe 6 or 8 weeks or something like that. And that's going to be quite some time for Donald Trump to have to be in the courtroom each day when the trial is active. He'll likely miss his son's high school graduation, which is just a petty sort of, you know, kick in the teeth from the judge on this, I think. Because can you imagine any other defendant? They might make some kind of allowance for that, especially the way that these trials go, and sometimes there are scheduling issues and these kinds of things. But my friends, what we're witnessing here, and by the way, there's a new poll out saying 7 out of 10 people across the country don't think that there's anything illegal or wrong here in this trial. And what we're witnessing, my friends, is just the continued weaponization. And that sounds like a cliched phrase nowadays, but it really is what's happening. And they're doing it so much, I think, to some degree, to try to make it appear to be, you know, just run-of-the-mill. There they go again. See, they're all going to say it's weaponizing the illegal system again, and yada, yada, yada. Maybe they think that others will tire of us saying things like that. But we're not going to tire of saying things like that because that's what we're observing. That's what you're observing. That's what people across the country are seeing in all of this. Let's listen in to Donald Trump. He was outside on the streets in New York City being asked about the jurors and being asked about some other things about this trial. Let's listen in to Donald Trump.
In the bodegas where they come and rob them every week, or more than that.
More than that.
Do you think the juror in your mind is an ideal juror?
Anybody that's fair.
Do you believe the jury?
I'll let you know after the trial, depending on that. Because don't forget, you know, we're appealing. There shouldn't be a judge. If you look, and you take a look around, a good strong look, every legal scholar, every legal pundit said there should be no trial. There was nothing done wrong. This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
And so you hear back in the background there, we want Trump, sounds like what they're saying. And as President Trump there was just also remarking, well, it just makes me campaign locally here. He also spoke the words, coming out of the White House. And, you know, this is part and parcel. This is stuff that, you know, I would have been learning about way back in the poli-sci days, right? This way back in the in the before times, oh yes. But definitely, this is the kind of thing that you learn about or hear tell of in corrupt regimes, in corrupt countries, in countries where they don't have the kind of system that we have here. And we are witnessing a perversion of our system. We're witnessing a usurpation of what our system really should be all about in order to try to stop a political candidate. And by the way, I am not going to accept some kind of ridiculous explanation from the left. You know, when all is said and done, it's like, well, you know, we had to find some way to stop Donald Trump because Donald Trump was a threat to our democracy and he was going to be a dictator on day one. And so no matter what we do, if we destroy democracy, we're really going to save it. And we are the good guys in all of this because the end justifies the means. Well, guess what? We don't buy that. And we've heard that way, way, way too much from the far left in history. The end justifies the means. When we start hearing that or observing that, perceiving that, that's when we have to be very, very concerned and redouble our efforts. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain. So one day, the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So in 49 BC, Julius Caesar crossed over the Rubicon River in northern Italy. And at that time, of course, if you crossed over the Rubicon or came into Italy with your army, that was essentially a declaration of civil war, war with Rome. So that's where we get this phrase, crossing the Rubicon. Once you've done that, there's no going back. It's a point of no return, or you could look at it as being, well, the decision is made. But in this particular case, my friends, it's kind of like, well, we've gone way, way, way too far. No going back, it would seem, in the sense of the situation. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you this morning. And in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, and then we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes for our Wednesday constitutionals, as it would be. This is an interesting article. This is from Fox News, actually. Bill Maher, of course, HBO fame and so forth, Real Time with Bill Maher. Not a conservative, right? But somebody who kind of needles the left. And maybe one of the only people who can do that effectively in the sense because he is pretty much, you know, on the left. No doubt about that. But this one, again, from Fox News. Real-time host Bill Maher said it's time to draw the line when it comes to chance of death to America on American soil. Well, hear, hear. That's right. You see, these are the kinds of things that just go way too far. Those are the things that we ought to be able to collectively say, okay, well, that's too much. That's too much. In other words, we then can identify those who have this horrible penchant and horrible prescription for what should happen to America in their opinion. Because America's bad and all this other kind of nonsense. But it's interesting, they never chant death to Hamas. Death to terrorists, death to you know, those who kill innocent babies and do these grisly things, which we're not going to recount right now. But again, real-time host Bill Maher said it's time to draw the line when it comes to chance of death to America on American soil. On Friday's overtime segment on YouTube, Mayer addressed the protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, who shouted death to America and death to Israel during an international Al-Quds Day rally earlier this month. Can I talk about American propaganda? Because there was a rally in Dearborn, Michigan. It's a large Muslim population. There were chants of death to America. I feel like we've passed something here, Maher said. The left has gotten mad at me, meaning himself, for many years for talking about Islam. I try not to do that too much because I know it makes them go crazy. And I've made my point, but it needs to be talked about now when you start chanting death to America in America. That's the kicker, right, my friends? That's the kicker when you start chanting death to America in America. You know, we're always seeing, you know, video or recordings from different parts of the Middle East or different parts of the world. And, you know, they get these crowds together and they start saying that, you know, down, down America or death to America, stuff like that. And, you know, we watch that and we say, well, you know, that's way far away and it's not happening here. Well, guess what? It's happening here. In a conversation with guests Piers Morgan and British journalist Gillian Tett, Maher pointed to quotes from the anti-Israel activist Tarak Bazzi, who headlined the hour-long rally in front of the Henry Ford Centennial Library in Dearborn. In a video shared by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Bazzi tells the crowd at the event that the Death to America chants were in honor of the former Iranian leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini. Imam Khomeini, who declared International Al-Quds Day, this is why he would say to pour all your chants and all your shots upon the head of America, he told the crowd. And so Maher says, of the former Iranian leader, says, he's the good guy now? Yeah, man, I'm telling you. This just turns your stomach, doesn't it? I've heard this before, he says, not coming from America, but now it's coming from inside America. Sorry, got to talk about this again, he continued. Maher then highlighted a separate portion from Bazzi's inflammatory speech, where Bazzi referred to the United States as one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not just Genocide Joe that has to go, Bazzi told the crowd. It's the entire system that has to go. No, it doesn't, a fed-up Maher replied, prompting a loud applause from his audience. This is America, for crying out loud. And there are people who will see this and say, oh, he's a conservative now. I have not changed. I've always liked America and fought death to what was bad. So I'm telling you, it can be strange bedfellows sometimes, right? But really, my friends, there is that Rubicon. There is that thing that we know. We know, when Caesar came across the Rubicon, the Roman Senate knew that something was not, this was not good. This was not going to end well, ultimately, because you just don't do certain things. Unless you want to send a particular message, and if that's what, who knows what Julius Caesar was really thinking at that time, but we kind of can think that he was saying, okay, well, I've conquered Gaul, I've done all this stuff, and now I'm going to take over, basically. But I think we can all agree that once somebody does something like that, like these groups here that are burning the flag, that are chanting death to America, I shudder to think if something really does hit the fan stateside, that you've got a lot of people who would be most unfortunately ready and down for anything to do to Americans. That is a very, very huge concern of mine. You have that many people trying to shut down the Golden Gate Bridge or in New York City or these various places that we saw on Monday, That is very, very disconcerting. And I heard it described one way. You know, some people can get their permit to protest, and then they can wave their little Hamas flags. I think it was a senator. I'm trying to recall who exactly it was I was listening to earlier. But, yeah, he put it so well. Yeah, just wave your little Hamas flags and do your thing and feel like, wow, you know, we're really cutting edge here. But they're not. They're just not. But here's the thing. This is the kind of thing we gotta build on. When we can get some common ground with each other, whether or not you're a Republican or Democrat, on something like this, you remember back on 9/11 in 2001, and on 9/12, the American flags were everywhere because we understood the existential threat. We understood that there were people that hated this country so much that they were willing to do anything in order to try to bring it down. And what did they succeed in doing? They succeeded in, at least at that time, uniting Americans in a way they had never been united since our entry into World War II. So that is the important thing, I think, the takeaway here, is that the more that we let ourselves get divided, and make no mistake about it, the reason I'm even talking about this right now is because you have so many on the left that sympathize in ways that absolutely do turn our stomach, that would sympathize with the idea that, no, the American system's bad, the American Constitution's bad, we have to get rid of all that stuff. And we have to talk about ruling as an authoritarian, talk about being a dictator on day one. They really, truly want to rule over you. So the more that we can build that foundational structure of people who might disagree about this or that, but understand that the rock solid foundation of our country means that we have to be unified against those who would see it fall, then we're going to be even stronger still. Because no matter what, you can put 20 years on 9/11, and you still got people who are going to say, you know, we could probably finish the job. And this, that's curdling, blood curdling, isn't it? Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back, and we're not going to let that happen. That's one of the reasons we're even on the air. Because we're going to keep preaching it, folks, no matter what. Stay right there. We're coming right back with Patrick Hyland.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. The White House is reviewing Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to provide military aid to key U.S. allies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the administration requires more specifics on the plan.
We're going to wait and pass judgment after we've had a chance to take a look closer at the Speaker's proposal. The important thing is that our allies like Ukraine and Israel, who are under the gun, literally under the gun, get the security assistance they need as quickly as possible. So we want them to move this week.
Johnson presented the plan on Monday, advocating for four separate bills allocating raising funds for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other critical priorities. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore has been recovered. The family has asked that their loved one's name not be released. Two more victims still remain unaccounted for. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates are not likely to be cut next month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, Wednesday edition continues, and we're having fun, I think. All right, folks. Once again, it is the middle of the week, and we can start seeing the weekend from here. That is the good part about Wednesday. There's another good part about Wednesday, and that has to do with Mr. Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear Patrick on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, again right here on AM 860, The Answer. Let's say good morning to Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Cal. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great. Absolutely great.
Excellent, man. Playing a little Rod Stewart. I like it. I'll mix it up a little bit. Exactly. I like the way you do your music, man. Got to do something different. I love it.
Thank you.
So, very cool. Hey, the Blasts are going to be something different, you know. The Heat and 76ers will tee it up tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Hawks and Bulls at 9:30, and we'll see who the winners are there to get into the playoffs. But we do have a few playoff matchups. The Orlando Magic this Saturday will fly up to Cleveland and take on the Cavaliers at 1 o'clock to start the NBA playoff run. And then at 3:30, we'll have the Suns play the Timberwolves. So, and then the Lakers are in now, and they're going to play the Nuggets Saturday night. So LeBron is going to give it another final run for his Lakers and see if he's there next year or not. It'll be interesting to see. And then the Pacers and Bucks will play Sunday, and the Mavericks and Clippers also. So it's really starting to shape up to be a real nice NBA Finals, and should be a lot of fun to see who the superstars are going to be and who's not going to make it. The Golden State Warriors aren't going to make it this year. It's the first time in a few years. And going to miss not seeing Seth Curry in the, you know, playoffs. But it's tough. You know, it's just like every sport, man. you have that window and you run that window and then it's a new bunch of guys get in there. I do like it that way. I'm not a big dynasty fan, Kyle. Even if it's a team I like, you know, a couple years, that's good. Let someone else get it now. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Ed, I think you're exactly right about that. I mean, a lot of times it's inevitability sometimes isn't quite as exciting, you know, whenever, even in politics, a lot of times the inevitable thing, you know, makes people stay home. They say, well, there's no contest here. But a lot of times people do want some kind of competition. They want to feel involved in it.
That's a good point, Kyle. It's funny. You know, you look at sports, you don't have the real control over that on, you know, which teams are going to make it or not. You can root them in all you want. But in the political process, if you get out there and vote, you are supposed to make a difference. I just don't think people take politics when it comes to voting as serious as they do a vacation or a sporting event. And I wish we could change that. You know, sports is a good outlet, but, you know, what happens with representation of yourself is a lot more to your day than going to watch a sporting event. Just what's your thoughts on that? I have to ask you, what can we do more to get people involved so we get back to we the people, not we just sit back and do whatever the politicians say?
Well, I think that's a really good question. You know, that's the idea of voter apathy. A lot of times I think people think that their contribution doesn't really make a big difference. So therefore, you know, why get involved? Why spend my time on it? It's not fun. It's not entertaining. Everybody, you know, you can sometimes think people will say it doesn't matter if I vote or not. But that is becoming demonstrably so false, you know, especially nowadays, because our clear choices are ahead of us here. It's literally not the case that if you do nothing, it'll all stay the same. If we do nothing, it'll all get a lot worse. And I think now more than ever, than ever it even was with Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. I mean, it's 10 times worse at this point, and people need to be involved.
That's it. You know, we just got to get more civics classes in school, get the kids more involved. You know, it's funny when it comes to voting. I always laugh about the mail-in voting, you know, and how we're real curious if the votes are really getting counted or if there's shenanigans going on. You know, everybody who believes in mail-in voting, okay, I'd love for all those people, if I told them, I'll tell you what, you feel so good about that? You put $100 in an envelope, mail it to yourself, okay? If it comes back to you, you know what? You get $10. If not, you lose the $100. I'm curious how many people would take that challenge, Cal. What's your thoughts on that one?
Well, you know, the mail-in voting thing has been banned in so many different countries. And the number one reason is it's because there's the fraud. It can be, it's so rife for fraud. But see, that's what happens, especially with the far left, is that they realize, hey, here's a vehicle we can use in order to really try to slant this to our advantage. And so that's why you hear things like, well, you know, make it easier and this kind of stuff. And it should be relatively easy to vote, but people also have to take responsibility to vote, too. I remember when you had to go down and vote. And, you know, if you really want to make your voice heard, you should be able to do that.
You know, we need to make it more of a three-day holiday, Kyle. You want to vote on Saturday or after church. Okay, or before church, okay, and then on Monday, okay, and then Tuesday, you get one last shot at it. And then Tuesday night, we know who's the winner and who's not, and let's stop the nonsense and really get to the bottom of it. And this 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, find out who won. Come on. I mean, it just looks so bad. You know, you couldn't do that in sports, you know, getting back to that, so why should it be okay in politics? It just... And that's a lot more important, you know. So, but a little bit of a hockey action for everybody. You know, the Rangers are in the playoffs, the Hurricanes, the Islanders, the Bruins, the Panthers, the Maple Leafs, the Tampa Bay Lightning make it, and the Washington Capitals have all clinched in the East, and they're going to the playoffs. And out West, to your neck of the woods, the Dallas Stars, Vancouver Canucks, Winnipeg Jets, Colorado Avalanche, Edmonton Oilers, Los Angeles Kings, Nashville Predators, and the Vegas Golden Knights, your champions from last year, have clinched in the West. So it's going to be a real exciting playoff matchup. A lot of teams are hot right now in hockey. That's what it's going to take to go the distance. And we'll see what goalie turns out to be the superstar MVP, because that's what it's going to take to make it happen, I believe, to win it all this year. And it should be a lot of fun. It's interesting how they, do the points in hockey and how they do the playoffs, Cal. They have a weird formula in reference to, regulation wins, overtime wins, mm-hmm. overtime losses, you still get a point. I'm glad, though, they have gone to a shootout in hockey. There's no more ties. So after 5 minutes of mayhem, 3-on-3, guess what? We're going to go to a shootout and see who the winner is. I like that. I'd like to see them do that, something like that in the NFL, no more ties. After 15 minutes of regulation, do a shootout with the kickers. And whichever kicking team, comes through, they win the game. I wouldn't have a problem with that. What's your thoughts on that, Cal?
Well, again, I think as the games evolve and as the fans evolve as well, you might want to have something that is, always going to have a clear definition of who won that game, as opposed to having to leave and say, well, it was a tie.
And I probably feel that way, Kyle, because of the profession I'm in, helping people out, with their insurance and financial needs, and my veterans out with their veterans benefits. We can't, have gray areas or go, well, we'll just see what happens. No, we need a clear-cut, resolution to this so people get taken care of the way they need to. And I just feel that's the way everything should be in life. If you put your head together, you can all come up with the right solutions. But you got to get together and you got to think about it, either in a sports setting or in a business setting. And I enjoy them both, and I love helping people out. So anybody listening, if I can be of assistance to you, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. I've helped out thousands of people, and I know I can help you out, too, if you give me the chance. Worst case, you'll have peace of mind knowing that you looked over everything and you're in a good position in life. Don't do anything right now. We'll reconvene in a year or two, whatever's good for you. But you got to get a second set of eyes on your documents and on your paperwork to see if you can do the best for yourself. Thanks, Cal. God bless you, my friend. Talk to you Friday.
Talk to you Friday. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got Brandon Rhymes. He is the consumer quarterback.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you now. Just a few moments, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, right here on AM860, The Answer. And tomorrow on the Thursday edition, at the bottom of hour number four, which is about 5:30 Eastern time, we'll be talking again with our friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, as we always do each week. And I'm telling you, folks, the great things that they do, not only to support our vets, but also to help public policy regarding our active military, is really second to none. Because I'm telling you, our veterans, those who put their lives on the line, those who fight for our country, they are the lifeblood, literally, and one of our greatest resources as well. So accept no substitutes, I should say. All right, Brandon Rimes. We got Brandon Rimes on the line again, the consumer QB, the consumer quarterback right here with us this morning. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, I tell you, here it is, Wednesday. I always look forward to Wednesday, Brandon, because we get to talk some real estate. We get to talk all the great things that you do also in terms of helping to protect the public from these different scams. And there's always something out there lurking, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening out there, man. There's, you know, title fraud has always been out there. People looking for, you know, these criminal minds are always at work looking for the new scam, and AI is making it easy for them to utilize, you know, the voice and of, you know, people that are, you know, potentially going to be scammed. There's a lot there in that space, and you know, a lot of good news too in the real estate space. Insurance seems to be easing up. I just did an interview with my insurance expert, yesterday, and, They're, you know, the insurances are getting a little bit better in Florida, per se. And, you know, just looking at an article just recently here about another economist, the NAR economist, and housing starts are not, we got bad news on housing starts. They fell in March by 14.7%, from the previous month, and also by 4.3% from a year ago. So, you know, we're still facing a housing shortage nationwide. We need to build more. And of course, you know, there's many reasons why, you know, rents are high and, you know, inventory is low. And another one is just because of these hedge fund buyers too. Housing shortage, you know, caused by many opinion by the, Wall Street purchasing of homes in bulk, you know, converting them into rentals. So, I need to do the research on it, but I think there was a, action that the House was taking. I think it was Senator Ted Cruz taking some action against some of the big hedge funds that were buying, you know, BlackRock and the like, buying up homes in bulk. I haven't heard the latest on that. Have you?
I have not, but certainly but this whole concept of doing this kind of thing, you know, it starts moving towards that idea that, well, you're not going to own really anything, or you're not going to have the opportunity for home ownership really, because everything's going to be controlled by some larger company, and they'll also be able to set rents that way as well. You know, I mean, maybe not on this the overall large scale 99% or something like that, but it will make it more difficult, I think, for people to get into homes.
Yeah, and it was unforeseen, the amount of purchasing that BlackRock did and the Vanguard, State Street, a few others, was just an ungodly amount. It was, I forgot the terms or the amount, you know, to quantify it here for the audience. But it was just an unforeseen, unprecedented amount of homes that were purchased that way. And then it beats out, you know, the challenges there is that it beats out the first time buyers. It beats out the veteran buyers. Because as a real estate agent, you see the cash and you're like, wow, cash close in 2 weeks. Man, I'll have to take that because my fiduciary capacity and responsibility is for my seller. So I have to get my seller the fastest, best dollar, rather than waiting for that veteran that, you know, put his life on the line in wartime, facing bullets with a zero down payment, which, you know, sometimes people look at those VA loans as a little bit more difficult because of some of the repairs needed and things like that. So, yeah, it's a really a challenge, and Congress needs to act, and I know they were looking at it, but I haven't seen the latest on that, so maybe we'll have to research that.
Well, indeed. But generally speaking, of course, you've got the Jerome Powell out there on Tuesday saying, well, you know, fighting inflation is stalling. You know, it's not that inflation is stalling, but trying to stop it is stalling. And the rates are going to remain pretty much the way they are. You know, there's no foreseeable rate cut, at least at this point.
Yeah, I saw that. The CPI index and inflation still stubbornly high. So, this Biden economy, this Bidenflation is not getting better. And people are struggling. Credit card debt, record numbers. Student loan debt, similar. You have the lowest savings rate. I think the average American, I forget what percentage, but it's around $1,000 that the average American family has as savings. And that is scary low because of, you know, of course, an emergency happens and that'll be run through quickly. And then, you know, how many people would be faced with bankruptcy if they had, you know, something major happen, some type of an incident happen in their family. So, yeah, the economy is not great. You know, the interest rates need to come down, but, you know, they're saying they can't. Because of, and these are the same people, Kyle, that said initially that it was going to be transitory. Remember Janet Yellen's comment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was going to be transitory, you know, because they wanted to, they love to wordsmith these things and try to make it sound like it's not so bad. And, you know, and only because they keep wanting it to go with their own political flow.
Agenda and flow, yeah, exactly, and that's not good for the people. You know, we the people, you see these stickers out there and these different flags, it's like we the people are pissed off. Yeah, we are. We're tired of it. We're so fed up with the elites and the political and, you know, getting fed all these lies like the Green New scam and, you know, all these different lies about, you know, the economy and what we need to do and the threats to facing, you know, existential threats. And so we, we're looking at the positive side, though. You know, we are getting people into homes. My wife, Lindsay, and I own our own team, and our numbers are up. We're up year over year and on pace to beat last year's numbers, which were already up 58% year over year. So we're real excited about the growth around our team. And anybody out there that needs help and you want to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, just rest assured that you're going to be working with a top team. You're going to have expert negotiators on your side. And right now is a good time to buy because you can still work a deal. A lot of sellers are willing to offer concessions, and they're willing to negotiate because people that want to sell or perhaps need to sell are motivated. And that's the key, is finding the motivated sellers, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to sell your house, how much, I guess this is kind of an open-ended question, but how much renovation should the seller do? Or should they just try to stage it such that, you know, a potential buyer can see the potential that they would want to do to the house?
Yeah, so each real estate decision is really kind of a local decision. You got to look at the comparables in your 2 to 3 mile radius around your home. So, you know, there's different pockets in different areas that maybe you could get away with just doing the latter of allowing that buyer to come in and do their repairs or renovations that they see fit. And generally speaking, I would say if you have the funds and you have the time, go ahead and make those renovations yourself. Do it in a nice, lighter, neutral color, nothing very dark or, bright red or, you know, bright colors that are going to scare people away. Keep it nice and neutral, your lighter colors, your grays, your lighter beige, you know, very, very light, almost like an off-white. Just keep it very light and neutral. Mm-hmm. And talk to a local home designer, a stager, home stager, or an interior designer to get the key elements for your particular home. But if you do have the money, I would say make it move in ready, because the last thing people want to do is move in and have a project on their hands, Kyle.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can imagine. Well, how do people get a hold of you, Brandon?
Yeah, you could reach me at 813-917-1894. That's a direct call cell phone at 813-917-1894. And our consumerqb.com is our website, online at consumerqb, like quarterback, .com.
Sounds great. Brandon, great to talk with you as always here on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Have yourself a great week, and we're going to talk to you again Wednesday, my friend.
Hey, likewise, Kyle. I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
Same here. Likewise. Take care. All right. Brandon Rimes, everybody. Host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. And folks, I can't believe we've come to the end of another great show. We're going to see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Kyle Warren saying, take care out there. Stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.